Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, and good evening. You're listening live to the Pastor J. Rouse Show here on Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications. And I just happen to be the one and only Pastor J. Rouse. Amen. I hope you've all had a wonderful day. Today officially is June 4, 2014. Not only is it a day to be blessed and highly favored, and a day to tap into the vision of the Lord and a day to rejoice, but I'm rejoicing because effective midnight, I turn another year old. I won't say how old. I don't look my age, but I'm truly grateful for my age. And so you get to join me today in the celebration of my birthday. so I could share with you and all those other wonderful people who have birthdays in this month of June and those who have gone through birthdays just recently. And in the meantime, we need you to stay with us. We're going to have a wonderful time. You get to hear some of my favorite picks for the year of my favorite songs, or some of them because I can't play all of them. And you're going to enjoy yourself. And we have an extra special guest tonight, and we're going to be hearing and speaking live on air this evening with the very wonderful Dee Dee Love, and she's going to be talking about the song. We're going to be playing some new music she's got coming up, and today we're going to discuss praise and worship. Amen. That two of my favorite words that go together almost like grace and mercy. Amen. But right now, let's get ourselves kicked off because you know I gotta have my music. But this one is just for me. With you tonight. That was the Beatles, and they say it's your birthday, and they got that right. My birthday is officially tomorrow or midnight, and ironically enough, I already got some birthday wishes because, as you know, we broadcast around the world, and right now, I'm celebrating my birthday somewhere else in the world. I've got a friend who's actually in, I believe, New Zealand, who has already contacted me to wish me a happy birthday. So I kind of like their idea. I'm going to start celebrating now because somewhere around the world, it's my birthday. Amen. But let's get ourselves all set for our holy show and our awesome show and our exciting show. But we'll kick things off with one of my favorite Canadian musicians and pastors. And we covered him and interviewed him for the Glass Awards that they had in Toronto last year in July, and I've always liked this because it makes you think. So let's give it some thought. This is Grateful People by Pastor Richard Brown.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I need to know if there's any grateful people in the house tonight that are so grateful for the goodness of God. We come to worship Him. We come to celebrate Him. Somebody tell me where I'm. I need to know where I belong. Come on, Toronto. Tell me where. Yeah. To the Lord, I need to know.
I'm so grateful.
I'm so grateful.
I'm so grateful.
I'm
Amen. I'm so grateful. I'm grateful for another year, and you need to be grateful because think about it. It was just 1 week ago that we found out literally on a Wednesday that the wonderful, beloved Maya Angelou had passed away. And I know this week there's been a few passings. I know I want to send a special shout out to my aunt in Barbados who lost a very dear friend. And, you know, we have to truly love the ones we have while we have them. Amen. I did a poem many years ago in memorial of a dear minister friend of mine from the BME Church. And the poem was called Life is But a Fleeting Moment. And that's exactly what it is. Amen. So we need to really, really, really look to the Lord, and we really need to thank and be grateful. And no matter how bad things may look, somebody someplace has it a lot worse. Amen. Praise God. Let us look to the Lord now in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, Father. We thank you that we can call on you whenever we need you. Father God, we thank you that we don't even have to call on you, that you know our heart, that you know everything that's deep within us where you dwell. And Father, that you said you would never leave us nor forsake us, so we don't even have to call on you and just know that you are right there. Father, we thank you that we can speak, that we could say your name, that we could praise your name. And Father, we ask that you continue to allow us to continue to praise you and to worship you. And Father, that we can adore you and respect the fact you are God and God all by yourself. Father, we reach out this evening for those who are seeking joy or seeking comfort or seeking love, or Father God, those who are just seeking. We ask that you would go forth and find them. The scripture says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then all these things shall be added unto you. So Father, we just pray that they would learn this scripture and know that through all things, anything and everything and all is possible, but mostly because they have you, they found you, and they worship you and they serve you. But Father God, we ask right now that you would heal the hearts of those who are broken. Father, piece them together, Lord. Allow them to give you all the pieces so the puzzle can come to a fruition. Father God, we ask for those who need comfort. Lord, we ask that you would apply it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You have given and you have taken. We know it's prophecy and we know it's proclamation and we know that it's biblical. But Father God, we need to look to the tomorrows, not when our loved ones are gone, but Father God, when we can see them again in that newness of life. But in the meantime, Father, we ask that the Comforter would be present. Comfort those who need it. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask for strength. We ask for encouragement, Father God, to uplift not only those who need it, Father God, but we ask that you use each one of us to encourage and lift others, Father God. It's so easy to tear down, but so much harder to build up. So, Father God, instead of us having to restore, we ask that you just allow us to continue to build on the foundation of love and to love our neighbors as ourselves. But right now, Father God, we ask that you not only bless us and you bless the listeners and those who are involved and those who are taking part. Bless our guest, Sister Dee Dee, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to make a way out of nowhere. No weapon formed against her shall prosper. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we call it and we claim it. All that she needs to go forward in your ministry and allow it to go through. Clear the obstacles, make the path, write the vision and make it clear. In Jesus' name. But Father, we ask that on those blessings that you would take over your show right now and allow all things to go according to thy will and for thy purpose, and to use me, Father, and let all that you hear be pleasing unto you now. In Jesus' Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Praise God. God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. This is one of my favorite songs. This is my buddy, Maurice Gray, and I'm watching by Maurice Gray featuring J5th and Bishop T.D. Jakes.
Things ain't the same in my hood. Grew up, we understood if you were soft, it was like that. Nowadays, people pump weights and they tote gas. Scared to take it.
They running from that.
I was taught to look a man in the eye.
That's respect.
Same man you see now, ready to break your neck. I've been through it all, cussed out and stabbed in the back. Serious as heart attacks, they even stabbed me through that. Heart bleed, I'm crying like I'm going off speed. There they go, calling me now, this is just what I need,
man.
Been around phony enough to know it. When I see it, wanna play me like an A, but I just can't be it. Whistle to this, you know I'ma keep it hot. I'm burning it up, fire. I don't need your spot. Since I come this far by faith, I'ma use it. You want truth? Just listen. Listen to my music.
Church people I know always act like they know. Holier than the ghost, out there doing the most. We at clubs and strip shows, trying to creep and lay low. Since I know what they know, they don't know me no more.
Church just ain't the same. I tell ya, it's a lot like the world full of gossip and strangers. Hearts full of anger and they ready to fight. That's from the pulpit down till they turn out the lights. I came to get my mind off things. Looking for change, looking for peace. I can't find it here. This year, I lost a homie to gangs. He didn't bang, so my things retaliate and shoot up some things. But I heard, love your brother, forgive him and pray. I wanna smack him, then walk away. Since I know the truth, I'ma conduct myself. Restrain from foul talk so I don't curse myself. It's bad when the place they go, they got issues. They act like they miss you and you do something wrong. Now they talking about you, gossip. You feel beaten, that's church hurt. You leave and go back to the streets.
These church people I know always act like they so holier than the ghost. Out there doing the most. We at clubs and strip shows, trying to creep and lay low. Since I know what they know, they don't know me no more.
And throughout your life, if you're not careful, particularly if you're broken, you will mistake your constituents for your confidants.
Things just ain't the same for folks that be running around performing, acting like it's the ghost. They hate church and criticize the most, but in hopes to get to heaven when they blesses they choke. They point fingers and I hate to erupt, but I'm mad because they out spending more than us. They get vexed when the pastor preach, and barely be wanna clap when the truth be speaks. And he be talking that to you and me. How you first to throw a stone, sending more than me? I guess being a hypocrite don't matter to you. You ain't gotta cover your mouth, I'm only telling the truth. This heat Satan provides setting fire to you. And if God was ruthless, he'll raise your roof. Just know that your blessings, you're blocking. This the voice of the Lord right here.
These church people I know always act like they know. Holier than the ghost, out there doing the most. We at clubs and strip shows, trying to creep and lay low. Since I know what they know, they don't know me no more.
And you will think that they are for you, when they are really not for you. They are just for what you are for. And by the time you get to falling in love with them, they will break your heart as they hook up with somebody else who is for what you are for. Because it was never about you anyway. It was about the causes that you represent. They are for what you are for, but they are not for you. They are your constituents. Can I go deeper with this?
Amen. They're watching. So we got to make sure we get right. Amen. All right. To all those people celebrating birthdays, the month of June is busy. I thought May was busy, but the month of June is very, very busy. But for those of you who are celebrating from last week up until this week, now, I got to check my calendar because I got somebody I want to say happy birthday to, but we might have missed it. Well, I'll give her an extra. I got to say happy birthday to my cousin Yvonne. Also, just 2 days ago, cousin Angela and her son Christopher, he has his birthday today, amen. And I want to say a birthday shout-out to Barry, and I got to give a couple more birthday shout-outs. But if I missed you, you got to know that we love you. We're excited for you. Brother Joseph, how my birthday, and I believe Brother Mikey had a birthday too. Praise God. Amen. I know there's a lot of you. If I miss you, you got to forgive me because Pastor Jay's getting old tomorrow. Well, actually, no. Somewhere in the world, I'm already older. Amen. I think I'll stick with my time zone and delay the birthday. And definitely, we want to give a shout-out to those celebrating and having anniversaries. I saw another lady today on Facebook, 98 years old. How cool is that? So, you know, it's such a blessing, and you just got to be grateful and thankful for all that the Lord has done. If you've had a promotion or something else like that, or celebrating an anniversary, we can't forget anniversaries. Very, very important. We want to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, congratulations, Mama Pop, and all of those wonderful good wishes. And so we'll funky it up here because we want to celebrate with everybody. Amen. And again, we want to say happy, 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 happy birthday. Happy anniversary. Congratulations. Way to go. Kudos to you. And you know what? I know if I'm this happy, then God has to be just as happy. And well, if I'm this proud, and I don't even know what you've done, because anything you do that's of good nature and is a blessing, certainly if you're doing it for the Lord or glorifying the Lord, then I'm extremely proud of you, and I can't imagine how he feels. But this is Introduction by Laos and Harmony, and then we'll come back with our international events.
Been searching for someone to fill the void in your heart? Have you been searching for someone to take all your pain away? Come see a man who died so you can have eternal life. Come meet a man that loves you more than you'll ever know. Let me introduce you to a man, a king, a savior, a provider. My friend, I introduce you.
Feel him, my God. And let me introduce you to my God.
be run down. For those of you who knew him once, let go of his hand. Let me reintroduce you to this man. It's never too late to tell somebody about the love of Jesus. Somebody say hello to the Prince of Peace. Say hello to the coming King. Say hello.
And I tell you, if you find a brother who knows that man, then life can't be even greater than that. Amen. A man who knows the man. Praise God. All right, let's check out what we've got happening around the world in the month of June. Now, all you folks over there in the UK in the Forest Gate, London region, June 21st, we have happening Praise Fest. And the host is Anthony King, Pass the Mic. Featuring, oh, there's a whole lot of people. Roger Samuels, Allison Mark, King Arthur, Yana Johnson, Matthew Allen, Watchmen, Toad and Praise, you name it. There's a whole guest of people. Now, the doors open at 5 p.m., early bird tickets. So you still got lots of time to grab some early bird tickets, and they're £10. And the tickets will be £13 at the door. There's some contact information here. I will give you a couple of the numbers. 7951-727-796. Other number is 0208-555-4245. And the last number on the poster is 07961. 797-5555, and it's the Ark Church. That's where it's taking place at 66A Seabert Road in Forest Gate, London. Okay, and they've got a host of sponsors, but you might want to check it out. That's the 21st of June. All right, happening June the 15th. These guys have several dates over in the UK in Peckham. I love the place. Peckham, London. And region in the UK, June the 15th, that's the next, Gospel Reggae Vibes with DJ Reds and Belinda from Premier Gospel and the Golden Anchor. And this third Sunday of every month, so they've got several happening up until, I believe, yes, September 21st, so we'll keep reminding you of those up until then. Resident Sound System, HMSS, alongside guest artists and DJs. Caribbean Cruise on Cuisine. Sorry, look at me. I want to get away. Caribbean Cuisine on sale. I wish it was a cruise. And that's going to be at 16 Evelina Road in Peckham. Now, let's see. It says these events will be filmed for TV and YouTube. So your attendance is your approval for footage for you to be used. Okay, so you're going to be on film. Make sure you look good, you feel good, and sound good. Amen. And certainly move good. All right. Happening starting tomorrow, our girl, Diane Johnston, Under the Blood Productions present Desperate Church Wives. Our girl has taken her show over across the border from Toronto and Mississauga region, and she's way down in Atlanta, in Hotlanta, at the Atlanta Fringe Festival, and she's at the Highland Inn Ballroom at 644 North Highland Avenue for all you Atlanta, Georgian folk and the region. This show, she is a Canadian Comedy Award nominee. She's Critics Pick Funny Solo Show from Now Magazine, and this show is a hit, says, I think it says View Magazine, amen? Now, these are the dates, because she's down there for, I guess, right through to the end of the weekend. Tomorrow at 6:30 p.m., Friday, 9:30 p.m., Saturday, there's two shows, 3:30 p.m. and 11 p.m., and Sunday is the closeout at 6:30 p.m. It's only $10 cash at the door and online sales and passes. You can check out www.atlantafringe, that's spelled FRINGE.org, or DianeJohnstone1.com. So that's www.DianeJohnstone, but it's spelled Stone. So it's JohnStone, the number one, .com. And that's the Fringe hotline is 678-281-1816. And if you go to the show, please let me know how you liked it, if you enjoyed it, what you felt. And when you go, you make sure you tell her Pastor Jay says hi. Amen. All right, July 4th, coming up in Trinidad and Tobago, they've got their back-to-school praise taking place at 6 p.m. at Faith Assembly International at Five Rivers in TNT. We'll continue to remind you about that. Now, this event is coming up. I haven't heard much about it, but I want to assume it's going to be big. It's June the 13th in Hamilton, Oakville, Mississauga, Peel, and Toronto region taking place. I believe it's at the Cops Coliseum. I'm going to be sure. Yes, it was formerly known as Cops Coliseum. I guess now it's called First Ontario Centre in Hamilton, Ontario. Is Ty Trebet and Brian Dirksen, okay, and all the Greatest Gift ministering, and I really don't want to mess up this name. Please forgive me. It's a pastor with General Overseer RCCG Worldwide. I'm not going to say the pastor's name. And if you want, you can contact me at PastorJRouseShow@gmail.com or RouseMysteriesBroadcasting@gmail.com. And you can contact me if you have any questions about any of these events or if you need more information or if you have something you want to submit for the show or you want to be on the show. Amen. All right. Now, that's happening on June 13, 2014. So I believe that's next Friday, if my dates are correct, at 7 p.m. Now, here's the key thing. Normally, we talk about cost. This is absolutely free. Yes, you can see Ty Trebet for free. That's awesome. Okay? And just in case you don't know where it is, it's 101 York Boulevard in Hamilton. Check out www.rccgnacanada.org for more information. June 14th, I'm supposed to be in attendance, going to be covering this for the Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications and for the Pastor J. Rouse Show. I will be at this event. It's the Canadian Caribbean Gospel Music Awards and Showcase. It's taking place Saturday, June the 14th at 7 p.m. Admission is $25 and $35 at the door. So you want to get your advance tickets while you can. For 12 and under, it's $10. Now, this is at Mount Zion Apostolic Church at 30 Pemmican Court, Toronto. Okay? For tickets, here's some information. You want to go to www.ccgmaawards. I believe I did that right. Nope. It's ccgmawards.ca. There we go. ccgmawards.ca. Email to ccgmatoronto@gmail.com. And they also have an event page set up on Facebook, so you might want to check that out as well. Again, we'll be there, and it is June the 14th, the Canadian Caribbean Gospel Music Awards. I hope all the nominees who want to get in for nominations for the awards got the music in, because time run out. I'm sure it's done, but you can always contact them. Friday in Mississauga for the Toronto and Mississauga Peel Regions, Friday, May the 16th, they started at the Gospel Cafe every single Friday from that date. They have a thing called Movement. Now, I have to speak to this DJ, because when I was there the last time, actually, I think I was there for Diane Johnston's one-woman show, they were playing some amazing music, and I said to the DJ, you need to do something. And now I guess he must have listened to me. So now, free before 9 p.m. and an admission of $5. And here's a favorite part. $12 for a meal and entry in our VIP section. Not bad. Free giveaways. Music by DJ Jerome, DJ G2G, and DJ Essence. And that's at the Gospel Cafe. And I tell you, these guys, they know how to play the music, I tell you. And it's gospel music, but it's a various genres, everything I love. It says dance to the best in gospel, soca, R&B, reggae, house, and worship. Amen. If we could praise the Lord and dance, if David can dance, why can't we? That's my theory. 20 Dixie Road. If you got any questions, check out thegospelcafe.ca. They also have a page on Facebook, or check them out, 905-282-9007. All right, August, there's still the single adult road trip coming up for those in the Burlington, Oakville area. They're really going on a huge trip, so you want to check it out. And I believe that I think it's Pennsylvania. I can't read this thing. But check it out on our Facebook page, Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communication on Facebook, and you'll see the event. I'm going to have to look into that some more. July 4th, Detroit Mass Choir, they're kicking off their new jam on iTunes. We're still supposed to coordinate a date so we can speak with them. We've been playing email and phone tag, but I'll get to it. And we're going to play their song tonight as well so you can hear it. It's an awesome song. They've got some great music. June 28, 2014, in Maryland and surrounding area, it's Gospel Fest, something, Let's Pack the Park. I like that one. June 28, 2014. You want to check that out on our Facebook page. And in the DMV area, also for the day before, June the 27th, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. They've got another event taking place. You want to check it out on our Facebook page. Now, Marvin Thompson Jr., our buddy over in Michigan in Detroit, he's going to be playing this weekend downtown Detroit at the Music Hall at the Jazz Cafe. So you want to check him out. Check out decembersky.ticketleap, that's LEAP.com. And you can check out how you can get tickets and go. June 21st, Gospel Explosion Concert. Once again, over in, I believe this is Germany. Yes, Hans Desbergel. You want to check it out, $20, $25 at the door, $20 in advance. Go Workshop Choir, Colors of Gospel Choir, and they've got all kinds of stuff happening. Minister Jane and a bunch of other, I think that's Pastor Jason Nelson and James Williams. It's Catch the Remnant. Check it out, www.gospelexplosion.j4hministry.org. Now, coming up June 22nd at the Gospel Cafe, Sunday, June 22nd, the hottest album listening party ever, so they say, at the Gospel Cafe. Don't miss it. That's in Mississauga. Tower House Music Group presents a digital album release of Jermaine Cowan, our buddy, and CDH Live. And just so you know, we got double the trouble, double the dollar, double the fun. Next week, these two are going to be on the show, so we're going to have a R&B, reggae, and hip-hop rap party right here on the Pastor J. Rouse Show. These guys are going to be awesome, live here on the show. Now, June 29, 2014, Durham Region in Toronto, GTA Region, Durham is having their Caribbean Festival. We're going to get some more information for you and make sure you know what's happening with this festival and you can enjoy it. Amen. But we're going to come right back because when we get back, our big discussion is the topic of praise and worship. But I thought, who better could we discuss this with an awesome songbird by the name of Dee Dee Love. And we're going to have her with us. We're going to find out more about her and her music. And we're certainly going to get inside information and get her thoughts on praise and worship and what she's doing for the Lord. But let's listen to her song right now. And we'll be right back. This is You Loved Me First by Dee Dee Love. Wonderful song.
And worn, I'd emptied out all of those spaces. But God, in His compassion, reshaped me in His fashion. I love
Beautiful. Oh my goodness. I came across this song and we used it during our Holy Week messages, and it was such a beautiful song. I get all choked up. You can feel her love and her compassion and her passion for the Lord. It's just so deep. And I hum along, I sing along, and I feel like crying, but they're not sad tears. They're tears of just overwhelming love. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to turn on the microphone here with Ms. Dee Dee Love. Dee Dee, are you there?
Yes, I am, Pastor Ralph.
Amen. Amen. Dee Dee, I'm in love with your song.
Well, to God be the glory. To God be the glory.
Great things he has done. Amen.
Amen.
Now, you have a way up. I can't even describe how you sing because it's very calm. It's almost romantic, soothing, but it seems so natural because, I mean, your voice just flows. You understand where I'm going here?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
but there's no major effort into it. It just comes out so melodic. Like, la, 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 la. It's so calming. And I think that's what, because you feel like it's a love song.
Right, and that's actually the way that I wanted it to be because I do have a heavier voice. I do sing boisterous, so it took me some time to practice it before we ever got into the studio because I knew it needed to be something like a love song because really it is like a love song back to the Lord for the love that he's shown me. So I wanted that feel to it so it would be relaxing so that you would take note and would hear the words and the lyrics and that they would penetrate the heart for you to really realize the love that he has for all of us and what he did for us in showing that love for us. So that was definitely planned that way.
Well, it came out beautiful. I mean, I get so choked up when I hear this song, and I want to play it over and over and over because you feel it. You feel the passion that you have. And, you know, it's funny because there's basic church songs, and one of my favorite songs, and I always tell people in church, and they always think this is an odd thing, but I try to tell them I like a particular song because I said, it's a love song. And they go, a love song? And they think, well, it's a church, gospel, old hymn. I said, no. You know what song it is? I come to the garden alone.
Okay.
Because
okay.
to me, it says, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. Like, hello?
Exactly.
That is intimacy.
Exactly. Definitely.
And when the whole church will be singing, and I'll have my eyes closed, and I'm with the Lord. Nobody else is around, just me and him together, and we're having
exactly.
our little thing. That's the way I see it. And I think more of us need to be more intimate with the Lord.
Amen. Amen, definitely, because that's what he desires. We were created to worship him, and you can really only
yeah.
worship him if you have an intimate relationship with him. So you're definitely right. And that's, I really believe, especially in this last hour that we're living in, is that he is desiring the heart of the people to be intimate with him as he prepares to come and get us. You know, you don't necessarily go with strangers, you know, so you want to know
right.
the person that you're with, and God
yeah.
desires a relationship, an intimate, you know, not just the type that you turn on for when you go to Sunday services and you turn them off, but he wants an intimate relationship every day, you know, just intimacy, just spending quality time. That's what he desires.
Amen. And I think we misunderstand the word of intimacy, because we think intimacy is something that you do in a love relationship with a spouse or something. Intimacy isn't necessarily sexual. Intimacy
exactly.
means to be deeper in love, one-on-one, that you're attached and bonded, not just physically, but emotionally and spiritually, to the point that where you are, that person is with you in thought, mind, and deed. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Exactly. That's exactly right. Exactly right.
And that's the thing. I can remember preaching this a church, and one message the Lord had given me to give them, and I had never met these people, but then you know that's what real preaching's about. You get your instructions from God, and you show up at some church, and then they all sit there and go, how she know all our business? And it's like, well, someone told me. And I can remember there was this scripture. I'm trying to remember this scripture. And it talked about them not having a relationship with God. And I thought, Lord, I can't go to these people's conference. It was a major conference, like their annual conference. And I was like, I can't go up in this place and let these people know that they don't even know you.
Yeah.
And I ended up preaching this thing. And as I began to preach it, the Lord kept pushing me. And what I did was, you know how you say, like your song says, you loved me first. And we always say, oh, Kirk Franklin has this song that brings me to total tears. And it talks about going back to your first love.
Okay.
And that is your first love. And so I had to get them to understand the intimacy with the Lord. So what I had everyone do, close their eyes and remember the very first time that they saw that someone special in their life and how they looked, or the very first time or that moment that they remembered when they fell in love. And I made them close their eyes because I didn't want anybody watching anybody else. I wanted them to focus on what they were supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you could see the smiles that broke out across the room, just, and you could feel the peace in the room. And then I would edge them on and go, do you remember how the person looked? Do you remember how the person reacted? Remember how you felt? And you can see the smiles getting bigger and bigger. And I said, that is ultimate love. And I made them keep their eyes closed. And I said, now think about the Lord in that way. And I gave them all the reasons why they needed to be so in love with the Lord. And I tell you, the altar was packed. I did an altar call, and everybody in the church came to the it was
that's wonderful.
But that's the problem. We don't know how to be intimate with the Lord. intimate with each other, but we have a problem being intimate with the Lord. And I think we have to get out of the physical and remember it is spiritual.
It is, exactly.
So I'm thinking while you said you had to adjust how you sang just for this song to make it sound like a crooning, I'm quite sure you had to close your eyes and literally bring your passion for the Lord out in this song.
I did. Because, I mean, the song and the lyrics of the song, it's about passion, because when you think of what he did, and he didn't have to, but because he loved
right.
me that much, and I think, you know, the lyrics, one of the ones that I was putting in there was, "What you committed your love to me when I was yet a sinner." That speaks volumes, because even when I wasn't thinking about God, if you will, you know, he already loved me. And he
yes.
had already died on the cross so that one day he knew that I would come in. But the fact that he did it, even when I should have been the one on the cross. But he's, you know, he's like, okay, I'm going to do it for her. I'm going to redeem her. That, it just, oh my goodness, it's overwhelming, really. Because at one point, I remember having to concentrate while I was singing so that I wouldn't cry, because if I had to some kind of take myself out of it so that I could actually
mm-hmm.
get it done. Because when you really dwell on, right, because when you dwell on what he did, I mean, when you think about it, the stripes that he took, I mean, those should have been for me, and the crown of thorns and all of that, because we know that he could have called the angels and they could have gotten him off of the cross, but the love kept him up on the cross. And so when you think about how much, you know, yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. He did. He does. So it's a song that I really wanted to go forth, and I prayed about it. I said, Lord, let this song go forth to those who need to hear it, because there are so many people who feel like that they are not worthy of God's love. And it's not that we are, but it's his grace and his mercy. But so many people feel like they've done so many bad things and that they're just unlovable, if you will. And
right.
I wanted it to go forth to those who feel that way so they could understand that he loves you, you know, when you didn't even love
yeah.
yourself. You know, and so, and that's my prayer still, that it reaches the person that God desires for it to minister to.
Amen, amen. Wonderful words. But you see, even when you speak about the Lord, you can feel the passion and you understand the depths of why you could love the Lord. Because you, like you said, while we were yet sinners, he loved us and we didn't even know about him. Amen. We were busy doing our own thing, had
exactly.
no clue in the world, and he was still watching over us. And it's
exactly.
like you said, with everything he's gone through, how can you not love him? Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. We're going to take a short break. We're going to stay with our friend here, Ms. Dee Dee Love. We're going to listen to some more music and come back, and we're going to deal with the topic or the discussion of praise and worship. And let's hear what Sister Dee Dee has to say about that. But we'll be right back. This is our friend in South Africa, Livingston Pretorius, Your Love.
My desire to honor you.
Amen. We're back live on air with Dee Dee Love, and we want to know, Ms. Dee Dee, when you fell in love with the Lord and what brought you to the Lord, because you know what? Everyone has a story. It's sort of like we talk about the love affair and the intimacy with God. Everyone has a day or a time or a reason why they ended up so connected to God. What was your story?
Let's see, well, I was actually born and raised in the church, as some people say I was born on the pew. So I knew about the Lord. My grandfather was the founder. He was a pastor and the bishop. So I was in church all the time, if you will. But I guess maybe when I was 8 years old was when I realized that I had a love for the Lord. But at the same time, I knew I wasn't going to play with the Lord. I had learned, you know, being in the church, you know, of people who hypocrite, who say one thing and do another. And I knew that I didn't want to do that. And so I, you know, sometimes as a teenager, I got saved, you know, in the summer during the revival, but then I would backslide when it came time to go back to school because I wanted to dance, I wanted to party, I wanted to do all of those things. And so as I got older, I realized, and I knew that there was a call on my life, but I wanted to do it right. I didn't want to just dibble and dabble because I knew that I wanted to be real for the Lord because I didn't want to be a stumbling block to someone. You know, if they thought I was saved and then they saw me acting another way, I didn't want to do that.
Right.
And so once I came home from college, and that's when I dedicated my life completely to the Lord. And really fell in love with him because I thought about right during my college years, I was in a terrible accident and I could have been taken out, but I wasn't.
Yeah,
and,
I knew there had to be something. There's always that we kind of love him, kind of with him, but, you know, we kind of want to do what we do. But then there's always something that gives us that punch that gets to really stand still and go, oh, my word. So you
exactly.
just hit it. Tell us
about that accident. I was actually in college. I was coming for a contact lens exam, and I had my two younger brothers with me, and I was in a small Nissan Sentra, and this lady in the big old fashioned type station wagons that they don't make anymore. She ran the stop sign and just totally, you know, missed me. I had damaged my knees. My brothers had to have stitches. And I, like I said, you really don't think about it until after the fact when you start to, you know, look back over your life and think about what could have been, but what did not happen. And also I knew that I didn't want to fall out of God's favor. I didn't want to keep taking advantage of his grace and his mercy. And I knew that there was a call in my life, and I knew I wasn't going to be content, if you will. I remember falling asleep. I remember the bartender coming to me, and he said, "You have no business here." And I said, "You're exactly right, and I won't be back." And I wasn't saved, but that was like the Lord telling me, this is not you. This is not what I have for you. But it was something, if you will, that I had to get out of my system. I like to dance. You know, that was just, I just like to dance. So it was something I had to get out of my system. But once I committed myself to the Lord, that was it. I Lord, use me however you see fit. You know, what you desire for me to do, I just want to be a light for you. And it's been, it hasn't been a perfect ride for me. I've had to repent and confess my sins, you know, down the road and learn. You live and learn. And that's what I like about the Lord, because you grow in grace. You learn, okay, this, I need to stay out of these type of places so that I don't stumble or so that I'm not distracted, if you will, and so that I keep on working toward perfection, living the way he desires for me to live so that I can be a light and so that I can
not
a stumbling block, but a light.
It's not that easy when you have a passion for something. I understand that part because I love to. I used to tell everybody I'm spiritual. And I had a friend, she used to get so mad at me. She'd say, "You're a Christian." I'd go, "No, I'm spiritual." And she would get angry and want to know why I would say that. And I said, because I was saved as a child. But like you said, we get to this stage in our lives, especially like you said, you grew up in church. Well, I grew up in a household with strict parents. And so you want to rebel. You want to spread your wings and go out into the world and experience some stuff. And you know stuff your parents don't want you to experience, but you're going to do it now because you're big enough to do what you want. And I did the same thing. I went out and I lived my life and I clubbed and I love music. So I went, I was the one girl in the club. I wasn't looking for nobody. I was trying to dance. And So you end up caught up in the stuff that you like, but it's not. It's stuff the Lord has for you, but not where he wants you to do it. Amen?
Amen. Right. Exactly. Exactly.
So now you end up finally getting to a stage where, like you said, there was a pastor that used to tell me, you can either come to him simply at the throne of grace and meet him at the altar, or he could pull you through the hole of what do you want? And to me, it's a lot easier to just walk to the Lord. And we leave and we go and live life, and then he's like, oh my goodness, I told that girl not to go there. And then he'll cause something to happen to make us run back to him.
Exactly. Exactly. And I find, after a while, you have so much peace when you are in the will of the Lord, when you are obedient to his word. And you see the fruits when you can live a lifestyle amongst your friends and amongst your coworkers, and they know there's something different about you. They don't necessarily know what it is, because I'm the type of person, I don't go around, telling people I'm a child of God, because I think if you got to tell somebody who you are, then there's a problem. They should see something differently. And so I try to live my life where I don't have to carry around a Bible, if you will, but that they can see the Jesus in me, because that's more effective. Because some people are going to be turned off, quite honestly, because of their experiences in the church, because unfortunately things do happen that should not. And so sometimes it can be a turnoff.
Oh, really? are you in there, Christian church? Oh, Lordy, Lordy, please tell me it's not so.
So it's just really better just to live it and let people observe and make their own judgment. And as long as you're living according to the word and walking, according to the way he wants you to, you're going to, like I said, you're going to have the fruit. And so that's just been my desire to do that. And then with the music, my family heavily infused in music. My uncle, who used to be minister of music for the Georgia Mass Choir, and he also wrote the hit Hold On, Help Is On The Way, which was used for The Preacher's Wife. That's actually inspired that. Coming up under him and his tutelage was awesome. He taught us integrity in singing, in representing Jesus Christ, and I was under his tutelage, from the age of 3 years old on up. And so learning, the importance of representing Jesus Christ when you open up your mouth to sing, because when you open up your mouth, you want to give God glory. You want him to be glorified. And so having that instilled in me, and then a desire to sing, the Lord started giving me songs, and I'm like, okay, if you're giving me songs, there's a reason you're giving me songs. And so I started an a cappella group when I was a teenager. Actually, I wasn't saved, but we sang in the church, and then that progressed for several years. And actually, we were working on an album, but some things happened that were unfavorable, and so we kind of split up. Many years later, the Lord was still impressed upon me, and I'm thinking, okay, Lord, you gave me all of these songs, and I know they weren't supposed to be buried. And I guess what had to happen is my brother had to come up because he was younger, and the Lord anointed him to play music. So now I had the person that I needed to do my music. And then my brother also writes, because he actually started You Love Me First. The beginning, most of the beginning of the song is him, and then I came in on the end, and we collaborated on it. So it was all in God's timing for what he has me right now to do what he's called me to do in this hour. So it's been a blessing. It's definitely been a walk of faith and definitely a blessing to hear people who have heard it and how it's impacting their lives. And, I'm just like, God, you be glorified because that's what it's all about. Is him being glorified.
Now, you have, you're going back into the studio, I believe you said, and you've got more music coming out soon.
Yes, I'm actually in the studio right now. Actually, I'll be headed back tomorrow, actually. Originally, I was going to be putting out It's Yours. It's a more traditional type choir song. That was going to be the next single released. However, my brother wrote this particular song, the front of it, and then I did the back of it. But when we just started it in the studio, but there were some other things that he wanted to do to it. So that will be on the actual album that will come out in September. So I'm going to be releasing in the next few weeks. It's a song. It's called Get Down. It's Praying Time. And this song is a song that I wrote several years ago. And it has an old school sound, like a 70s bebop type sound to it. And it's a really, it's a song that will grab your attention with the lyrics of the words because it's so timely now for what's going on in the world. And like I said, when he gave it to me years ago, it was so interesting the way it came about. As my brother came home, because we were all living at home at the time, and he said, D, I got some music that I want you to hear. And I said, okay. And so he started playing the music, and as he played the music, I sang the song. And when he finished, he said, okay, that's not what I had in mind, but that'll work. You know, we just both started laughing because, and I'm like, okay, that's God, because he just said, I want you to hear this, and I just immediately started singing the lyrics to the song. And so I'm like, okay, God, you know, and so like I said, that's why I knew, even when I didn't use it way back when, I'm like, okay, God, the way you gave this song to me, I know it needs to get, you know, out. So that'll be coming out in the next few weeks. So I'm really excited about that. It's different. I've tried to do on this project a little traditional praise and worship. There is a little, if you will, a little hip-hop, if you will. I guess that would what it would be labeled. That's what I've tried to do so that I could show the different ranges that I have and so that it will minister to different people, you know, so that it will grab, you know, some people like the traditional, some like the contemporary, the hip-hop, or whatever you want to call it. So hopefully it will do that.
So tell us where you're from and where you've been, that kind of stuff.
I am originally born and raised in Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm still here now.
Yeah, I can use the Georgia accent on you.
I went to Clemson University in Clemson, South Carolina. That was pretty much the extent of me leaving home. I did have a job where I traveled extensively for a while, but basically just this general area, and which I'm excited about because Atlanta has grown tremendously, and this is really a good niche for the gospel music industry as well. So it's a good place to be, especially with me, you know, entering into the music industry, if you will, as a solo artist. So I'm very excited about that and the opportunities that are available for me to showcase my ministry to others who may not have heard of me.
Right. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to listen to some more music. And then we're going to come back with Sister Dee Dee Love, and we're going to talk about praise and worship. And I noticed you just said that too. But this is We Worship You, Detroit Math Choir, and we'll be right back.
With outstretched hand, my mouth full of praise, with words of faith, I used to start each day. Lord, I know that I can't thank you enough for all you've done for me. You hung your head, you bled and died just to save a wretch like me. So I give my heart. You can use it as you please. And as long as I live, I'm gonna praise you. Oh, I'm gonna praise you. Never, never. Down on my knees. honey, help me say one time.
We worship you.
In spirit and in truth.
Amen. We worship you by the Detroit Mass Choir, and we continue live on air here on Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications on the Pastor J. Rouse Show, and we have the very lovely and wonderful songbird live on air with us, Ms. Dee Dee. Praise and worship. We have a discussion question because we wanted to talk about if there's a difference between praise and worship, what do you feel?
I do. The Bible says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. So that means anyone can praise the Lord. Even in the morning, sometimes I, when I'm going to work and I hear the birds singing and I just laugh because I think about how awesome God is because that's their
Amen.
Praise to him. And so, yes, there's definitely a difference with praise. Anybody can praise. A drunkard on the street can praise the
yeah.
Lord. But when you come to worship, worship goes back to what we were discussing earlier in the broadcast as far as intimacy, because it says
right.
that they that worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. And
true.
We were created
yeah.
to worship him, but in order to worship him, you have to have that relationship. Where you can get into his presence and the intimacy is there because worship and worship is a lifestyle. It's not just a slow song or a separate portion of the service, but it's a lifestyle that you should really engage in each and every day where you're spending time in prayer, you're spending time in the word, you're spending time, quiet time with him so that you can hear
mm-hmm.
from him. And then when you get with other believers, because I'm a praise and worship leader at my church. And when you come in with other believers, it makes the experience so much more powerful if everyone
yeah.
has been in that quiet time and in their own personal worship with Jesus Christ each and every day. And then we come in as a corporate worship, and that just makes it
mm-hmm.
powerful. So, yes, I definitely believe that there is a difference between praise and worship.
Okay. Now, the other part of the question was, do they always have to be together or can they be separate?
Let's see. Well, and like I said, it goes back to because some people can't worship him, really, because they don't
mm-hmm.
really have the relationship with him. So I would say now for the believer, for the person that does have a relationship with Jesus Christ, you are praising him, you know, for who he is, for what he's done. Because praise, to me, is like a time of thanksgiving to Jesus Christ, to letting him know how much you love him, you know, and praise him for the things that he's done. And then the worship is when you really get into the throne room, you know, when you really go into his presence. When, you know, where you're in the glory, you know, the glory cloud, I like to call it. So I would say it just depends on your relationship. If you really have a real relationship, because I honestly don't believe you can just turn the Lord off and on as far as intimacy. I believe that that has to be something that's, you know, a day-by-day type thing. So it depends on where your relationship is. If you are just the type to just come to church out of tradition or whatever, you're a praiser, you really can't, because you can't really understand worship, because you're not there. You don't have that relationship,
right,
if you will. So to me, it depends. If you are a true believer, you can have your praise and worship together. I can go from praise into worship myself in my own personal devotional time. I can. So it just depends on the person and you know, where their relationship is.
Okay. I think, too, one ushers in and the other expels. So it's sort of like breathing. That's how I look at praise and worship. That's a good example,
amen.
Breathing.
Amen.
You have to get in and then let it out.
Amen.
So to me, you start off with praise because you got to build it up.
Exactly.
It's like getting yourself psyched up. And then worship is, I've arrived. I'm there.
Amen.
Okay, I see.
Amen.
It's like a cheerleading squad. They start cheering and cheering and cheering and cheering, and then it's like, yes, he's here.
Amen. Amen. I like that.
Exactly. And people don't understand, you've got to usher the Lord into the church. And so one of the things I always try to tell people when I was like associate pastor or assistant pastor, I would tell people, do your own praise and worship at home. I would, look, when I loved, okay, I'm about to put my business out there. All your listeners, just stop listening for 2 minutes, plug your ears. But when I went to the clubs, I came to the club and ready to party.
Right.
Because while I was ready at home, I was playing all my favorite music in the house while I was getting ready. And then I get in the car and I turn on my favorite jams and I get to the club, and by the time I got there, it's like, okay, let's do this.
Exactly.
But we come to church and we expect the church to pump us up. No. If we all came to church with the right attitude, could you imagine the roof would raise in the first song as soon as the very first hymn started? The organist would just play one chord.
Exactly.
And the place would blow
right.
up. Amen.
You're exactly right. That is so true. That is so true.
You've got to walk with the Spirit. Yeah.
You've got to do it. And if you did put that much enthusiasm, like you said, when you were in the world, when you were in the club, if you would bring that same enthusiasm over into the house, like you said, everybody just coming in, bringing something, not looking to the praise team to, like you say, pump them up, but you bring him with you so that you are ready to join in with the praise team. Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah.
That is so true. So true.
And when you think about it, because, I mean, there's a song out there that says sometimes you got to encourage yourself. The fact of the matter is, if you're not feeling up to par and you're coming to church, then if you bring that hunger, yearning, and anticipation with you to the church, you come expecting. So you come into the church with an expectant heart.
Exactly.
And when you come with an expectant heart, and you got to come not, okay, let me see what he can do when I get there. Not that kind of expectant, but you got to come with that. You know what? I need something. I'm going to go because I know I'll get what I need when I get there.
Exactly. Amen. Amen.
That's a whole different expectant heart, because think about it. Back in the world when we went to the club, how many times did you get all psyched up and you want to go to some party or a house party, and you're all pumped up, and you get there, and the place is dead. Or you find out the music is horrible, or nobody's dancing, and that's the reason you came, but you learned to bring your own fun.
Exactly. Exactly.
And so you know it's you and your girl. You both like music. You came to dance. You don't care who's dancing. You don't care what's playing. You're going to dance and have a good time.
That's
and
true.
It's those people who actually end up getting the party going because everybody's aside. The guys are leaning up on the wall. The girls are all keeping to themselves, looking at the guys across the room. And nobody will dance.
Get the party started.
Here you go. I came to party. I'm going to party and go home. I ain't leaving my house to come here to stand around.
Exactly. I mean, most of the time it's...
Go ahead, Didi.
Oh, no, I was just saying most of the time if people would take that same attitude, and because most of the time you're going to have somebody that's, like you said, is going to be the party starter. Like, the party doesn't start till they get there or whatever. They said, let's get this party started.
Right.
But sometimes, unfortunately, in the church, you don't. Like you say, you're not coming with an expectation. And if people could, in general, take the same attitude they had when they were in the world and partying, if they brought that to the church with them each time that they came, like you said, as soon as the musician, and you know what, even if the musician didn't even strike a chord, when they entered into the gates with thanksgiving and with praise on their lips,
it would
just take off, you know, and that's,
just enter the courts with praise, amen?
Yeah, you got to do it. You just got to take that same mentality. Like I tell people, I love Paul. Because when he was Saul, he persecuted the church. And with the same rigor that he persecuted the church, he sought after disciples once he was converted. And so it's just that same thing.
Amen.
You just change dance partners. Take that same excitement and bring it over to the Lord's side. That's all it takes. That's it.
Amen. And I dance at church and I get all lively church. Anyone who sees me, who knew me back in the club, see me in church and go, that's her. Okay. But you're right, because now I do it. And the funny thing is, because now that I'm on the side of the Lord, I used to love to sing and party before, but my voice totally took on a whole new perspective when I started singing for God. I had this little angelic voice. Oh, she sings so sweet. And it was so quiet. Like, they used to have to crank up the microphone. I'd have to stand, like, way back. Because the feedback would be just enormously screeching from the mic because they had to crank it because I could sing, but it wasn't that loud. Now, please. I tell them, no, I don't need a mic. Here, you take the mic. Okay, let's do this. I'm going to teach y'all a song. And we go for it.
Amen.
Because the Lord is in it, and he will magnify. Amen.
Exactly. He will.
Praise God. My sister, it's been a joy and a pleasure. You know we're going to want to hear this new song, so I need to hook us up so we can get it out there when you get your new music out. Any last words you want to share?
Yes, I do. I want to wish you a happy birthday.
I know it's
your birthday in some other time gone or some other country, but I want to say happy birthday to you.
I'm still young here, but I've aged somewhere else. Go on now.
That's all right. It's all good. Another birthday is another blessing. That's what it is. And I greatly appreciate you allowing me to come on your show and share about my ministry and what I desire to do for the Lord. It's been a pleasure talking with you. I've definitely enjoyed it. Think that I've made a new friend. I would like to think so. Amen.
Yes, I would hope so.
Amen.
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 Come on now. And you know what, Sister Didi? We've got a show coming up closer to the end of June where we're actually going to discuss part of a small film.
Okay.
I think it's, I want to say 17 to 20 minutes. It's a movie, a short film. And we're going to be discussing the topic, and I'm going to check with you to see if agree, because I would love for you to be on that panel when we discuss it, because I love your energy and I love your insight on things, and you're straight up. You talk about the world and you talk about the Lord, and you know how to bring the two together and make it right. Amen. And
Amen.
And I like that. That's what I like, because we in the church kind of, we get saved and sanctified, and suddenly we're so holy that we think we're even bigger than God. And you know, we need to keep it in check.
Exactly, yes, because you don't, you need to let the people know that I've not always, like my pastor say, I wasn't born in a, with a choir role born.
Okay.
We need, you know, you need to let people know that, you know, we all have sinned. You know, we all had
yes.
something. My struggle may not have been your
yes.
struggle, but either way, it kept us from
Amen.
Being in a relationship with Christ. So it doesn't really matter. It's just that we all come to the knowledge of knowing and accepting his
yes.
love and blood that he shared for us. So
and
that's
we
what
are
it's all, about.
All sinners now, because remember, it's in thought, mind, and deed. So, I mean, every time you have a thought about somebody, you think, oh, I so can't handle that girl. You have to pause, because, you know.
And you have, to, you have to bring
still,
that thought into obedience to the word.
We have to
yeah.
learn to get it right. Amen.
To get it right.
But I would love to have you on that episode. But I will connect with you privately to see if you're going to be free to be on the panel while we discuss it, because it's kind of deep. It's real deep. And
okay.
it's kind of got a bit of play on it, and I enjoyed it. And I like the fact that we could do these little reviews and critique these movies now. But
okay.
this one really threw me for a loop. I thought, we got to discuss this on the Pastor J. Rowe Show.
Okay.
So we're going to do that. But who do you want to give a shout-out to, my girl?
Oh, I would just love to give a shout-out to all of my fans that I have made since releasing my debut single back in January. I wasn't into social media just because that just wasn't the type of person that I was necessarily, but I knew
yeah.
I needed to do this. And so so many people have reached out to me. I have like 530-some-odd followers now, on friends, if you will, or likes. That's it, likes
yeah.
on Facebook.
Go on, girl. You got to
so
give it the lingo.
Exactly. And Twitter followers. I want to give a shout out too to all the internet radio stations, Yes Lord Radio, who has really been playing my music. I've gotten a lot of followers, more followers, if you will, on Twitter, because I'm still
yeah.
new with this social media thing. But just to all of those people who are praying for me, I greatly appreciate it. And just my desire is just
Amen.
To stay in the will of the Lord and to continue to do what he desires me to do.
Yes, amen. And we're going to put a link to your page on our Rouse Ministries broadcast, okay? And
Thank you.
You should check out our page, my love, on Facebook, because we've just posted some topics and some things about you on there, and we can't
okay.
share them with you because we only have connection to your page as opposed to any
okay,
other thing. So you could copy and you could share. So you check out our page and you go ahead and share what you want on your page. And we're going to continue to stay in touch, continue to keep playing and keep praying for Dee Dee Love. Amen.
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 Thank
Amen.
You
we're
so
gonna bring,
much.
Bring Sister Dee Dee out. We're going to play her wonderful song again. I'm going to try to hold back the tears. We'll be right back, everybody. And again, this is that awesome song, You Loved Me First by Dee Dee Love.
Thank you. for the way you made when you rose that great day. I'm grateful forever. I'm grateful. I'm grateful because you paid the price. You gave your life. My debt you paid was an awesome sacrifice.
Amen. That was Dee Dee Love and her wonderful song, You Love Me For Her. I'm getting all choked up again. I'm going to have to hurt Sister Dee Dee for making me all gushy. Praise God. Wasn't she a blessing? I just thank God for her. And we put a blessing out there for her. Said, we are so thankful for Dee Dee Love for taking time out of her very busy schedule to bless us here on the Pastor J. Rouse Show. And it should say, I got to fix this, it should say, may the Lord continue to keep your light burning bright as you continue to share his love. Pastor J. Rouse of Rouse Ministries Broadcasting Communications. It's such a joy. We're definitely going to keep our hands on her. We'll put a link on our Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications page and continue to keep watching her as she's now part of our fold. Amen. And we're going to continue to pray as she continues to share God's love in song. And I can't wait to hear what she's got up her sleeve next. Now, just to continue off on our birthday bash, we're running out of time, but I'm going to extend it a little bit so I can continue to play a few more of my favorites. But I just had to throw this one in because this is for me. I'm going to be selfish. It's my birthday, God. And I know if Trenton could hear me, he'd go, oh, Mom, because he knows I get giddy and silly. If I get excited for other people's birthday, I guess I should get silly for mine. And I don't ask for much. I just want the world to be blessed and loved. Amen. And so I get excited because when I'm extra happy, then I give even more love than I always give. But this is R. Kelly, and he's got a song called It's Your Birthday. So this is for me, Pastor J. Rouse.
Surprise, girl, I bet you thought I had went and forgot. It's a special day tonight. Your gift will be something you will remember for the rest of your day. Yeah.
Out
and show you some love.
Show you what a party it's all about.
Once we hit the club,
it's your birthday.
So let's party and have some fun. Yeah.
It's your birthday.
We'll dance till the morning comes.
Happy birthday.
Girl, let's step the night away.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. And we're gonna celebrate. Yeah. So many dancing feet, dancing in harmony.
So get ready, I'ma take you out
and show you some love, yeah.
Show you what a party is all about.
Once we hit the club,
yeah,
we're gonna party and have some fun, girl. And we'll dance till the morning comes.
Happy birthday.
Oh, let's sip the night away. Let's go. Go, Tria, it's your birthday.
go Joey, it's your birthday, go Jaya, it's your birthday, go Chanel, it's your birthday, go Angie, it's your birthday, go Julie, it's your birthday, go Ebony, it's your birthday, go Tashonda, it's your birthday, go Kim, it's your birthday, go Lisa, it's your birthday, go Divine, it's your birthday, go Simone, it's your birthday,
it's go Brittany,
it's your birthday, go Gina, it's your birthday,
it's
go
Kat,
it's your birthday, go Carmen, it's your birthday.
Yes, it is. So we're going to party just a little longer tonight, and I continue to play. Now, this young lady, she was on the show just a couple weeks ago, wonderful, wonderful young lady, and this is Awesome God by Alicia Ann Whitfield. You thought I was finished? Heavens no. I'm having a birthday party, and you're on the guest list. Amen. We just got a couple more songs and some of my favorite picks from the year we've had, so I can continue to celebrate. This is my buddy Dante, and I got to give a shout-out to the Honager. Honager, she'll know who she is. But this is Dante and Brighter Day, because you know what? No matter how sad or gray it may seem, you always got to find your joy. I've always said everyone has a song that helps to bring them back and lift them up and encourage them. Well, Dante wants you to know how to go about having a brighter day.
See the forest through my window pane. True life on one accord. Everlasting love forevermore. It's gonna be a brighter day.
The moon doesn't glow, the stars doesn't work, and the wind doesn't blow.
It's gonna be a brighter day.
The light of life shines.
Eternal life will love be to those that follow and can hear the testimony of God's word. Gives you a chance to enter the book of life. It's gonna be a brighter day.
The moon doesn't glow, the stars doesn't work, and the wind doesn't blow.
It's gonna be a brighter day.
The light of life shines.
Everyone must give an account for the way you live. Have faith, let God lead the way. Like a thief in the night, Jesus is coming back to save. It's gonna be a brighter day.
The moon doesn't glow, the stars doesn't work, and the wind doesn't blow.
It's gonna be a brighter day.
The light of life shines through Jesus Christ.
Brighter day.
No more preaching, no more teaching, just the word.
No more
day.
Suffering. It's gonna be a brighter day.
Day.
Yes, it is.
Day.
I can see
it's
Jesus. I can see Jesus. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. With the streets that's paved with gold. Streets paved with gold. Yes, it is. 12 pearly gates.
Okay, we're getting close to ending the party. This is the part in the club where they would turn on and off the lights to let you know, or as they would say in Jamaica, party done. Go home. But we ain't going home. There's a song, there's a Calypso song that we ain't going home. We got one more song, but before we do, I also have to give a shout out to my sister station, and my sister Chrysley station in Barbados, Eater Radio. And I want to give a shout out to my buddy Hercules, 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 and to Sister Marissa, praise God. And more importantly, I want to also thank all of you. We've reached 17,000 and more listeners, and you guys keep me strong, keep me encouraged. And I couldn't ask for a better birthday party. Amen. And I just pray that God would bless you. This one I'm going to dedicate to me, to my cousin Angela, to my cousin Eli, to my little cousin Chris, because you can't close out the party without serious reggae from the man himself. This is one of my favorite reggae songs, and this is Sanchez, Never Diss the Man. Amen. What a way to end the show. God be with you till we meet again. Join us next week. We're going to have a bigger party because we got two partiers on the show, and they got this double dual digital release taking place, and they're going to be hanging out on the Pastor J. Rouse show, and I can't handle these two by myself. So you know you have to be there. Amen. But in the meantime, I hope you've had a good night. You've enjoyed our show. You've enjoyed our wonderful guest, Dee Dee Love. We'll be hearing from her again. And I got to get some rest because tomorrow I'm going to be a little old. Well, today I'm a little older somewhere in the world, but officially on this side of the world, I will be a little older. And I just think I'm a little wiser, a little more mature, and personally a little cuter. Amen. Amen. So we close out now with Never Diss the Man by Sanchez. God be with you till we meet again. And remember, Jesus loves you. And we love you too. But the best part about it is he loves you even more. God bless and good night.
The next minute you're gone away. Hold up your heads, my brothers. Be conscious, my sisters. And by your works you shall surely be paid. Church will be a Christian to call on your name. Hey. Shout out the name Jehovah in the valley. Shout out the name Jehovah on the hill. Shout out the name Jehovah on the plain. Or even if it rains, call on the name. Call on your name the same. Call on the name. Looks on low.
Sound. You do it forever.